Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio from Clear Creek Cat Rescue, Kelly Orthman. Welcome, Kelly.
Good morning. How are you, Mike?
You look bright and cheery early this morning. You get up early every day?
I pretty much do, yeah, yeah.
So you are a paperwork coordinator for Clear Creek Cat Rescue. I'm reading the card here. But let's talk about Clear Creek Cat Rescue. How long has it been in existence?
Clear Creek Cat Rescue has been around since about 2009. And it originally was started up in Talkeetna by a lady named Judy Price, who's still our rescue coordinator. And since then, we've grown. We still do a lot of rescues in the valley here. We've expanded into Anchorage and down on the Kenai as well.
Wow.
So we rescue approximately about 500 cats a year, and we probably get about 3/4 of those kitties adopted every year. So,
okay, the enormity, first of all, I'm thinking, one, cats. My experience with cats is fairly extensive. We've had cats, and I know they tend to be independent creatures. You have a large territory, okay, and a large number. How does that work? How do you rescue a cat?
Well, we have an amazing group of fosters and volunteers that we have no paid staff. We take in the kitties that are the most critically in need, basically. We take in cats that have some pretty significant behavioral challenges or medical needs. We take in, kitties that don't need so much work. But we really try to focus on getting those kitties good homes. We have a barn cat program which is phenomenal. We have a lady here in the valley that takes in kitties that are just kind of not ever going to really acclimate into family life. But
okay.
They need
so they're barn cats.
Yeah. So people will get them for their shops or, their barns.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wherever they have a rodent problem. And that program's pretty phenomenal because it's free. Those cats are free. They usually go in pairs. Uh-huh. So we're always looking for adopters for those barn kitties. They're pretty, pretty special cats.
So how do the cats that are in need come to your attention?
We'll get calls from folks. We work with rescue partners, we'll work with local shelters. We work pretty closely with the Houston shelter. We have a new outreach program out there where we've taken over their cattery out there at the Houston shelter. People will often bring cats, but people will call us. If a change in life, maybe someone's passed away or they're unable to care for a kitty anymore. So we get them from a number of means like that. People will call us and say, oh, we found a stray and we can't keep it. And we get a lot that way as well. So
it's all volunteer. How many volunteers are involved?
Oh, my gosh. Between the Kenai, the Valley, and Anchorage, we probably have probably 50 active fosters and taking anywhere from one to, like our barn cat person that's probably got 15.
So you've mentioned yourself and Judy Price in terms of people who provide the organization, et cetera. Just the two of you or more?
Oh, there's a lot more. We've got an active board.
Okay.
And then we've got coordinators, actually. Judy does most of our rescue coordination for the entire rescue, but she's based out of Homer.
Oh, wow.
And then we've got an Anchorage coordinator, Layla Berberovic in Anchorage. And then Lindsay Ryan up in Houston does a lot of work for
How did you personally get involved with this?
I moved to the Valley in 2012 and knew I wanted to get involved with a local cat rescue. I gave Judy a call and it went from there.
So you had history with cats.
Oh, yes. I love cats. Yeah. Yep. And I've got nine now.
Nine cats.
Oh, I love them. I've got a couple of barn kitties and then, So I love
them. So barn cats are okay if they're properly related to. Tell me how that works, because I'm familiar with house cats. I know some people who have barn cats who just sort of say, the cats themselves say, you know, we like the barn. This is our place.
Yeah. They, and, you know, I actually had one kitty that just moved out, just decided he was moving out. So he moved into the shop, and I provide him with, you know, food and water and any medical care if he needs it. But that's typically what we're looking for with folks, with if they're interested in getting a barn cat, is just prepare a nice little warm spot for them and give them food and water, and they're good to go. So
Mike Malefsky, and I'm speaking with Kelly Orthman from Clear Creek Cat Rescue. You have a website. You have a Facebook. Talk about those.
Yes, we do.
So people can contact.
Yeah, absolutely. Find us on Facebook. Just go to Clear Creek Cat Rescue, and you'll find us there. We also have, if you go to www.clearcreekcatrescue.org, we have a great website with all of our adoptable kitties. So it's, if you need a dose of cuteness on this Christmas Eve, and get on over there and check that out. So,
Clear Creek Cat Rescue, the name, where did it come from?
I believe there's a creek. I mean, I don't know. I'd have to ask you. I think there's a creek up Talkeetna Way that's maybe Clear Creek. So that's where originally the rescue was founded. So
They're spread throughout the area,
mostly down through South Central here. But we do adoptions. We work really hard to get kitties good homes. If we have Fairbanks call us, we'll do our very best to get a kitty up to Fairbanks if they find a kitty that's their love of their life. So
very nice. So. Okay, we have about a minute left here. What would you like to share with listeners that we have not already mentioned?
Well, we're always looking for good foster homes. So if you're interested in that, you can fill out an application to become a foster on our website. It's pretty easy. And it's a really, really rewarding opportunity. And oftentimes, if people are on the fence about wanting to get a kitty, I recommend, you know, fostering. And, you know, maybe you're going to find that kitty that's the perfect match for your home. But it's a really rewarding experience to get kitties adopted into homes. They're forever homes. So,
and you're part of Pick, Click, and Give, and that's where you get some of the money to allow all this to
happen. It's super important, yes. And please donate through Pick, Click, Give, and we accept PayPal donations on our website as well. So,
all right. Well, thank you very much.
All right.